32.
Isabel,
Louisiana. I stayed here and finished high school. Was going to high school. I wanted to finish here. They moved out there. I stayed with an aunt of mine. And every weekend I'd go out to Isabel. It was a little place out here about 15 miles from Bogalusa. But I don't think the children liked the farm life too much, and they moved back to Bogalusa. And he was in the transfer business, my dad was. Didn't have a whole lot of education, and the laws would come about, that interstate commerce laws, and he had a license to drive a truck, and he thought, well, he could go anywhere in the world in those laws, and he didn't know the laws, so we had to get him a little legal advice before he got his permit. But it fell through because he wasn't big enough to know how to maneuver these things and get a permit to get in the big trucking business. Uh-huh. Now, he had some fellows that was working for him. This man had a bunch of boys. Since then, this man has turned over this trucking business to his son, the Simmons brothers, and they're still carrying on this trucking business.
Yeah.
And have made a good living out of it. In fact, they've pretty well gotten wealthy with it.
Well, I guess the land was a lot different than where it
was. Well, when back in the early, when I was going to school, I started school in 23, grammar school. And we had, even the depot, you had dirt roads. We didn't have blacktop street, gravel street. I can remember some of the old first automobiles were here, old Model T's and old Hudson's and Essex. Several of the big shots in town had. And most all of the people that I've raised up with are grounded old citizens and good citizens of Bogalusa. In fact, our bankers, he was one of the mayors of Bogalusa. He's president of the First State Bank, Charles Cassidy. He was a real close friend of mine, good friend of the family. The Cassidys all were good friends of the family. They were Catholic. My daddy and mother were Baptists. And they came up more or less and got away from it. My mother went holiness. She was what you call holiness, and she was a good woman, but they had a little different thoughts concerning their salvation. They believed in salvation by water, like it kind of branched off from the Methodist, same as you have, believe in falling from grace.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible don't teach that. If you study your Bible, you'll find out that a man can only be saved once. If he couldn't be saved once, Christ would have to come back and be crucified again. Because Christ died for our sins. He died for all of us. I've had a lot of experience in life. I had some ups and downs. We had a hard time. I raised three lovely daughters. I have seven grandchildren. I tried to give them an education that I didn't have. Every one of them got their college education. And one's teaching, two of them's teaching school. One of them, she made a housewife. And she has three daughters.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest daughter has one son and one daughter. She's teaching at Raleigh, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. She married a craft. He is working for the federal government in the USDA. Fine son-in-laws I had. Of course, my youngest daughter, she came up